Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
My name is Bob the Drag Queen.
And I'm Money Exchange.
And this is Sibling Rivalry. DragCon. How many dragons have you done?
I did the infamous Neverland DragCon.
Oh, wait. Why was it Neverland? Because tell them what Neverland is.
Neverland was...
Oh, my God. Okay, before you say it, I just want to say out loud.
Tell them. Okay,
I just did that. Well, I want you to tell them what Neverland is, but I want to tell this thing about Neverland that Monet was like, I'm signing up for Neverland Management. I said, Monet, they crunchy, don't do it. Monet said, they're fierce, I want it.
Okay, before that, I was like, this is when I first got on Drag Race, season 10. And I was talking to Bob about management. And literally your advice was, you should go to a management with girls who are doing things that you like to do. Because I'm not going to tell you go with PG just because I'm with PG. I think you should go with a management with now knowing Bob. Not now knowing Bob, but now, you know, y'all know Bob's crazies. You're like, I think you should go to a management that has girls doing things like
which makes sense. And what were the girls that Neverland doing that you wanted to do?
They were
you were an actor. You were a singer. Like, I almost started. None of the girls over there were doing that. None of them.
What were
they doing? Selling T-shirts, bitch. What were they doing in Neverland that you were obsessed with?
Kimchi and Naomi. I like.
What were they doing that you loved?
Brand stuff. At that point, Neverland girls were doing a lot of the brand work, and the other girls were not. And at that time, that's how that was.
What does that mean?
They had a lot of brand. Like Kim and Naomi used to do a lot of stuff like digitally, like on Instagram, like on like paid posts. They used to do a lot of that kind of stuff. And at that point,
sponsorship pictures, sponsorship deals.
Yes, like sponsorship deals. Brand sponsorship stuff. So I was like, and that was like big currency. I'm like, bitch, I'm trying to make. I was like, I just got on Drag Race, bitch, I'm trying to make this motherfucking money. And those are the girls who are doing a lot of that stuff.
You want to do that more than acting and singing and music?
I mean, at that point, I was like, this is my little toe in the spotlight. Let me try to get some coins, bitch.
You can get coins from dancing.
Okay,
and singing
but now
and acting.
That I know, again, now I have more experience in the industry. I better know like what I want for myself.
But I told you not to go to Neverland.
Anyway, so Neverland.
Then I tell you not to go there.
Neverland was one of the big management companies. You had Neverland, but back then it was Neverland.
And PG.
PG. Both. And they had Kings and Queens Entertainment. Mm-hmm. And there's also the Benedetti Group, EPDR, EP Talent was separate from together yet. And there was one more. And then Latrice also had a management company. Mm-hmm. So like about five or six. But the big ones
Royale Entertainment, I think.
Yeah. But the big one was PEG, Neverland, and Michael Benedetti, EPR Talent. So those are the ones that were like, I was talking to everyone. And I ended up going with Neverland. And bitch, Neverland, fucking, it was, bitch, I don't know if I can say all this.
Bitch never paid.
Yeah, but he's still suing people. So maybe I should be able to care about what I'm saying.
Then... Allegedly. This is all alleged.
We
don't know if there's any of this actually.
We have no idea. This is all alleged stuff. But yeah, like girls weren't like people started missing money. Like but Patty and I, we went to the UK and we got this itinerary for this UK tour. Bitch, and then but one of the chunks of the city, Scotland, our connection Scotland, everything in Glasgow was missing. So like 2 days before, Patty's like hitting them up. They're like, hey, we need information, need information. Never got nothing. Got to Scotland. There was no one to pick us up. We didn't know what hotel we were at. We had no context for anyone. So we call them and we call the owner of Neverland. And then
allegedly.
And then we get a, and then he answers the phone and no one answered the phone. And we get like a call 2 minutes back. Why the fuck are you blowing up my phone at 5 o'clock in the morning?
I cannot believe he allegedly said that.
So Pat and him were like, are you, I was like, are you fucking kidding me allegedly? I was like, I allegedly cannot believe you were saying this to me. And that was like the, that was like this, that was like the beginning of me. Like I had to get the fuck up out of here. And that's when everything started blowing up.
So, wait, so what was the Neverland Drag Con?
Oh, the Neverland Drag Con. So Neverland, they had allegedly they had this like thing that they would set up where you could, or you pay them. It was like you they would take, they would collect like $6,000 from you, and they would arrange everything for you. Like your booth would be fully set up. You just give them the concept. They would get your four squares. They would set up your thing. It would be perfectly done. Boom. They're getting everything: lights, electricity, someone to cue your line, everything. Like it was like all in deal. So all of us paid that. All the Neverland girls allegedly we paid that. And then, bitch, we got to DragCon, and when I tell you, we had nothing. We had nothing. I had.
Oh, I remember this time. You were freaking out.
Pat and I were. It was my first DragCon.
I remember you were losing. Yeah, I remember this. I felt so bad for you. I was really.
Because you. Why weren't you at that DragCon?
I don't know. I think I was maybe at Berkeley. I was at Berkeley Rep. Yeah, because I didn't actually get to see it, but I remember you telling me, you called me. You were like, I think you might have been crying. Oh, you were really upset.
Because it was my first DragCon. I had no. Pat and I, we were fucked up. We could not believe this. So thank God. Honestly, thank God for Patty is such a fucking trooper. Patty just got it together and he did, and he just started getting things to set up our booth. But Kim was like notoriously like screaming at the Neverland. She allegedly was screaming at the Neverland team in the middle of DragCon, like tearing pieces of her booth apart. And like, it was crazy.
Yeah, that was a wild moment. I will say Patty did. Okay, Patty's great. I'm just going to say out loud. Patty is fantastic. The infamous sibling Riverly.
DragCon UK.
Patty is the reason. Patty
is
the
Patty's fault. It was the bitch that designed it.
No, listen. This is what happened. So Patty found these people. Tell me where I'm lying.
Okay, Patty
found these people to design our booth, and they did a pretty good job up until a certain point. And then all we need is tartan. One in yellow, one in purple, mm-hmm. and we need to have a sign in the middle that says sibling rivalry in the middle. And then Patty went there. Patty was like, oh, yeah, the booth is set up. It looks really great. But then in Patty's defense, Monet and I also showed up. We were like, yeah, it looks great.
And we could not see it.
Everything looks fantastic. Monet and I, for two days
at DragCon, posing in front of this sign, living it up, laughing it up.
On day two, at the end of the day, on day two, someone just said sibling Riverly. Y'all, the sign said sibling. This is a picture of it. The sign said sibling Riverly. The fact that we were just sitting in front of the sign for 2 days without a clue. I mean, completely clueless with a sign that said sibling Riverly. That shit was wild. Honestly. I'm kind of glad that it ended up being a kind of
but
iconic.
Also, but it's not Patty's fault, bitch. Everyone, people stood in the line for it for hours and no one saw it because the way the text was, it was really, it was like one of those eye trick
things. It looks like it's cursive, so you can't see the. It got past me.
So that was my first DragCon was a fucking nightmare.
That was your first one.
It was my
too.
First one ever.
Oh my God, poor baby.
But after that, bitch, Patty slayed. This is the one after that New York. We did like my little stoop setup, which was really dope.
It was really nice. Yeah,
this stoop one had the garbage cans, the walls. Yours. You did the Sail Asylum.
Yeah, year. I did the padded walls with the bed, and I had my name carved into the wall.
It was great.
And I was in a straight jacket on the bed. Yeah. I had some bangers at DragCon. My first DragCon.
The clown one.
My very, very, very first DragCon was just, I just had a big vinyl thing that said Bob. I it was the second DragCon, and it hadn't evolved to this whole, like, people doing these intense.
Who was the first big intense booth person? I don't know.
I think one of the first big ones was actually Shea Coulee. Shea Coulee had this, I might be wrong. Shea Coulee in New York had this really intense thing. There was like a chandelier in there. And like she would email you your pictures.
Wow.
She like her prices were higher because she was giving a much higher product.
A big thing. Experience.
Yes, it was really, and it was like you couldn't see inside. You had to go inside the. It was really this.
I love those. Bob doesn't like those. All of my booths, You could not see me from the outside. The only way you can see me was you had to come in to see me. But you don't like that.
Well, I just didn't do I just never did that. I also just, it just I just feel like I'm in a cave. Like, I feel like I'm just in a cave. First, DragCon is, you're sitting there for so long. And I want to see people walking by. There's, like, really beautiful people in fun costumes, hot guys, you know, families. You see celebrities walking by. And it seems, it just, for me, it's more fun to be able to see them, see people, like, living their lives out in the thing. You can see the line. Also, this is something that, Monet does not like to see the finish line.
No, I don't.
Monet just wants to be surprised with the end. I want to see how, like, when I'm working out, when I'm doing paperwork, anything. I want to see how far I have to go. That feels more comforting to me.
No, I want it to just happen because if I'm constantly focused on the end of it, that's all I'm thinking about. So I don't want to, like, because for me, if I see that, then I'll, like, start to, like, rush you because I think I'm running out of time. I want to give everyone the same experience and not, like, cheat anyone.
So if you're on a treadmill, do you put, like, your phone over the miles?
Yeah, my phone goes over the thing, so I don't see how many I have to go left. And then when it's done, I'm like, whoa, it's done. Great.
That is very, I am the exact, I love to see how far I have to go. So give me all your booths. I didn't finish mine. So first was the big vinyl, and then I did this throne. I had two thrones. So by my
second clown one?
I'm getting there.
Oh, so really?
Yeah.
How many drag hunts did you do, bitch?
I've done a few. So by my second drag hunt, I was over the constant touching. And I got sick. My very first DragCon, I got very sick immediately after DragCon. And I forgot to tell you this. They used to do DragCon on the same week as the finale of Drag Race. So I need y'all to remember this. On my very first DragCon, I was doing, when you wake up, you have to get to DragCon, or you can get whenever you want. You set your own hours. But if you want to make more money, you show up around like 9 o'clock in the morning in full drag at DragCon in LA. I did not live here, so I had to ship all my stuff here, get all my stuff to LA. Mm-hmm. Luckily, my management company is here, so I had my merch here.
Allegedly.
So I had to wake up at 9 in the morning. No, I had to wake up at like 6, 7 to be able to get to DragCon by 9. And then you do the whole thing. And then after DragCon, which ends at like 5 or 6, we would go into rehearsals for the finale. And then you would do it again the next day. And then you would film the finale the day after DragCon. And then Kim, Naomi, and I did press 2 mornings in a row. We had to be in full drag.
I remember.
At this fucking, whatever show, Billy Bush, Hollywood Inside or something. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Billy Bush is the word. Billy Bush, by the way, is the guy who said grab him by the pussy with Donald Trump. The one that Donald Trump's talking to is Billy Bush. Me, Kim, and Naomi put him in full drag.
I remember this. Wow, so you're... So you believe you should just grab women by the vagina?
Or maybe we got grabbed. Have you considered that money?
Did you?
No, oh my God. Not at all.
Billy was exposed.
No, Billy Bush did not.
Did you grab his bush?
No, we did. I actually didn't do anything. I actually didn't put him in drag because Kim and Naomi were upset. They were like, we want to put him in drag. Bob, you can't do the makeup. Bob's not good at makeup. We'll do it. And I said, okay. So I literally just sat by. I just sat around telling jokes while they literally did all the work and put Billy Bush in drag. And I was like, y'all can do all this shit.
I fucking hate putting. Do you like people?
No, I hate. I'm not a makeup artist. I'm not into doing transformations. I don't love that kind of stuff.
Okay, so vinyl wall.
So then I did the two thrones because I didn't want to touch people. Yeah. So I gave you a throne, I gave myself a throne, then we would both sit and take a picture. And then I did the clown booth in New York City, the first New York Drag Con. Mm. So I had this clown, I was wearing this like yellow and blue clown costume that I made like the night before with a little hat. Actually made the outfit the night before, which is probably not wise. And then I did the Nutty House. And then my last one was with you in UK where we did.
Oh, right. Yeah.
That was my last one. And then I have not done a drag con since then.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor. You can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings. But I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Our next partner has truly made a positive impact on the most important person in my life. And no, I'm not talking about Jacob. I'm talking about my cat. My cat's old food used to stink, y'all, okay? And I used to dread every time I had to feed Miss Colleen. That old cat food was boring. It was gray. It was looking crazy. And I could see Colleen literally vomiting telepathically at the thought of having to eat it. And cat food has been the same forever, so it's time cat food took the move to the 21st century, and that's why I've been trying Smalls. Are you feeding your cat kibble? Now is the time to update your cat food with Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. Smalls was started
now,
back
I was watching my poor niece eat literal hard kernels of dry cereal while Monet and Andy were eating gourmet food. And that's actually when I stepped in and I said, we need to make sure that she's eating as well as you two are, okay? Smalls was started back in 2017 by a couple of guys home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. And a few short years later, they serve millions of meals to cats around the world, honey. And I feel better knowing that Colleen is eating well. And that she has an aunt like me who looks out for her to make sure she's not eating that old burnt up kibble. You can finally open up a packet of cat food and not get nauseated. You actually recognize the ingredients in the packet of Smalls Food. Now give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/rivalry and use code rivalry to check out for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find. But you have to use the code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
So the first one, I was supposed to be like a bank robber. So Domino did my outfit for it. It was like this like really dope Barbie thing with like a vinyl coat and the glasses.
Oh, the black and white. The
black and white, yeah. So I was like,
can you sell it for like $3 on Depop?
So for $250, something like that. And then so I was like a bank robber, and I was supposed to be sitting on a bale of money. Like, but the idea was you were gonna be walking into my vault. This is a picture of what it would look like. You were supposed to be walking into a vault. I'll be sitting on the money. Yeah, because I heard you want somewhere to sit. And then, bitch. Also, I was in a corset all day. Who told me to fucking do that shit?
Don't wear a corset. Don't wear heels,
girl.
And if you're gonna wear heels, sit down.
Yeah. So then I did that, and that was the first year, but y'all saw that. Then the second year, we did the stoop in New York City. I just wanted to make it look, because it was the first.
It looked really great.
It was really good.
Let's just include a lot of pictures here.
Dan Daly designed it. He does stuff like that in New York. He's fucking great. Patty found him, of course. And he was really good. He designed the whole thing. Then the third year, then I was in New York. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to do the same booth in LA and New York. Why am I doing two different booths? So then in LA and New York, 2019, I did
the floral booth.
It was not floral. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. I was a museum. You were at the Monet Museum. So it was like big pictures of me. Like it was like a.
Not like a flower or something or plants.
Behind me was that.
That's what it was. Yeah.
It was like it was a nod to Kehinde Wild, who painted the Obamas.
Yeah. Kehinde Wiley.
Kehinde Wiley. Yeah, so that was mine, and then we did DragCon UK, Sibling Riverly.
And the reason I haven't,
do you know that we had like one of the we were like one of the top lines in DragCon UK.
Oh,
it was wild.
I love that. Lines, that? Top lines.
I like doing a line off of it. Have you ever done a line of cocaine?
I've never done a line of cocaine in my life. Okay. I've never done cocaine.
Same. I've never done cocaine. I don't have any. It makes you really hyper. I'm like, bitch, I'm already hyper enough.
I wouldn't know. I've never done cocaine.
Yeah, that's what they say. I don't know. I've never done
cocaine. But I think that let me tell you. So the structure of DragCon has changed. So back, I haven't been on Drag Race in 7 years. But back on my season, you had to appear at DragCon on your season. So if you did Drag Race that season, you are legally contracted to do Drag Race. Now, they do not make you, they don't make
you. You mean DragCon.
DragCon, yes, thank you. They don't make you go all out. They will provide you a completely free table that you can sit at and just sign stuff. And I knew a few girls who did that, actually. Acid Betty did it. Chi-Chi Devane did it. A couple girls like, I'm not spending all this stuff. They just give you a table. You sit there. People line up, and you just sign stuff from the table. But a lot of us just wanted this big, extravagant experience. If you want the big experience, then you had to pay for the booth. And this was the model for pretty much a long time. We pay the same price as the vendors. Like when you say Wigs and Grays, we pay the same price that
No. Well, I mean,
back in the day, we did.
Okay. Well, they give you. Oh, but they give you a break. Like they
not they didn't use
discounted booth. I'm saying, well, okay. So maybe from season 10 on, they give you a break.
So then in season 10, they gave us this massive discount the spaces. This massive discount. Uh-huh. It was huge. You saved a lot of money, which is why Milk that one year ended up buying 10 spaces.
Ice skating around.
And then did like some protest thing for Chechnya.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, it was for Chechnya. Anyway, so that was the year that people were. So once they started giving us this massive discount, so you always had the option to go for free. They would just give you a table.
Yeah.
But then Milk did this massive thing. A lot of people were doing really intricate stuff. The booth really went up when you started being able to buy multiple booths for significantly cheaper. And then in Drag Race UK, they flipped the script completely and they started paying the girls to come.
Oh yeah, they paid us to come to DragCon.
So they paid us to come, and again, they pay you to come. They don't pay for your booth. Once you get there, you can do whatever you want. But yeah, we chose to do an elaborate booth.
And honestly, if I ever did a DragCon again, which I, because I'm not doing this coming DragCon.
Yeah,
I'm not doing.
I might go though.
Oh, I'm definitely gonna go. Okay, I can go on Sunday. Can we go on Sunday together?
I would love to. Sounds like fun.
Okay, well, I'll message someone to get us some passes.
Work. Yeah.
If I do it again, bitch, I'm getting one of the fucking tables, and I'm literally gonna be like just in like a booth at one of them tables with a curtain in front, and Patty gonna be the next one selling some merch. And hi, I'm not doing another elaborate booth.
No, why not?
Because
but doesn't it look so kind when you see the picture? Like,
it's so stressful.
Who said some of your favorite booths?
Some of my favorite booths, honestly, my soup one is literally one of my favorites.
You saw Valentina. Who's my favorite drag queen? I am my favorite drag queen.
I liked mine. I'm trying to think of other ones I've seen that I liked. I've never really been to DragCon. I never went to DragCon before.
Did you walk around when you're at DragCon?
No, I'm in my booth making money the whole day.
I
see the people around me immediately. Peppermint had a nice diner one or something to do.
Pepp had this diner thing one time. Cracker had like a kitchen table. Silky Nutmeg and Ash had like a restaurant type thing.
Yes.
Sasha Velour always has a really nice booth. It's just like floor to ceiling velour curtains with these really cool neon light. It's like the eyebrow and the eye,
but it's so simple.
Very, very simple, but very, very effective. Miss Fame had this really cool one where there was this big, you know, Fame is known for the fashion headache and the fashion toothache like this. So it was this big thing where there was these hands, but they were between her and the people, so you couldn't get to Miss Fame. You literally could not reach her. I think that that Dusty Ray Bottoms had a really cool booth one time where it was kind of like a maze. But you had to like go through like a maze to get to her. Of course, Shea Coulee with the chandelier.
I never saw that one.
Was a great one. I think Vanjie was at like a laundromat. I feel like Vanjie did a laundromat theme one time.
Why?
I might be making that up, but I feel like I remember going to see Vanjie her first year and she was like at a laundromat.
Why?
I don't know, bitch. I don't know. I'm not Vanjie. Jesus Christ. Because she cleaning up on these hoes. I don't fucking know.
So aggressive.
And Willem had like video games at her booth one time where you could like play video games. Yeah, it was a laundromat.
It was a red laundromat. That was cool. That was really cool.
Why?
Because it's all red and
why?
Bitch, I don't know.
Bitch, I don't know. But she was at a fucking laundromat one time.
That was cool. You like that booth?
It looks really good. I thought it looked cool when I first saw it, and I still to this day think it looks cool.
Okay, if you were gonna do another elaborate booth, what would it be?
I might do one. I mean, I love a theme. Oh. Everyone knows me. I love a good theme. I might maybe pick one of my looks from We're Here and then base a booth around that look. like maybe my floral priestess look. Uh-huh. And then maybe I have like flowers all over the wall.
Very bohemian.
Yeah. It's like you're in like a garden. Oh, that'd be so cute.
Oh, no, you need to do the hair look and have like a whole like a beauty shop. And then all day just play the season 8 theme. Season 8 is gonna curl your hair.
But it's not, the outfit's not comfortable. And that is the most important thing about DragCon is you have to, when I tell you it is an endurance game, you need to be comfortable, baby, believe me.
I would.
Anyone out there, whether you are a vendor or a drag queen who's going to be on the show coming up, listen to me when I tell you, comfort should be your number one comfort priority when it comes to participating in DragCon, either as a merchant, as a patron, as a queen, no matter what you're doing, it is a long haul.
And bitch, my last DragCon, New York DragCon, and the thing, I was comfortable. I was wearing I wore my oversized sweaters. I wore
the Doc Martens you gaslit me on.
I did wear those. Yeah, I was comfortable, honey.
You were in the shirt.
The shirt,
just like one of your Monet shirts, like a button up shirt.
Yeah, that was a stoop year.
And my stolen jacket.
That was a stoop year.
I was very comfortable that year. The Monet and I were separated, but why did they put Miss Fame between us?
I don't know. They like to just fuck with us.
Anyway, I was very comfortable. I was wearing my straight jacket that the lady Hyde made me, and I was wearing a little bit of tulle underneath it. I was not wearing corset. I just had on titties, my wig. The wig was by Serena Chacha, and I got my wig on time, and it was lovely.
Hey, Chacharinas.
And actually, I went and bought the wig from her booth. Allegedly. I literally went straight to her booth and bought the wig.
Allegedly.
And also, can I say?
What?
You're going to say I probably am making this up.
What?
But I think that I changed the game.
Oh my God. On what?
On the Queen's Walk. So they do this thing where they would, so here's the thing. So the season after I won Drag Race, they were like, hey, we're gonna do this thing where all the queens. I said, hey, I want to make a grand entrance into Drag Race. That's what I said. They didn't used to do these big queen walks, the royalty walks. They did not used to do them. And I said, I'm the queen this year, and I want to make a big grand entrance. I want to get like a band or get something.
Wow, DragCon started with your season.
No, it did not. DragCon was the season before my season.
What season?
My first season. So when I did my first DragCon, I hadn't actually won Drag Race yet.
Okay.
And that was the second DragCon. So the third DragCon, I was the running queen.
Okay. So you don't think there's a chance that... It was a second annual. They were figuring it out.
It was a third.
Okay.
So anyway, because my first DragCon, there was no queen wall. They didn't do any kind of a queen wall. Why are you hating? Let me just acknowledge that I changed the game. So I called him up and I said, listen, I want to do a very big entrance for myself. I want to get like a band or do something really elaborate and exotic so I can enter DragCon and let everyone know the queen is here. That sounds really fun to me. And they were like, yeah, let's arrange that. And then they were like, you know what? Actually, we're going to have everyone. We're going to have all the winners walk. So we're going to do a big 7 people, and then we're gonna have you come out in the end. And I was like, okay, so it literally was my idea. I told them, I said, I want to do a grand entrance. They guys said, we're gonna get all the winners to walk one at a time. And then I had this throne that was on these things. So I had these guys lift my big ass up, and we did not practice. And they were like, oh.
Like, who were the guys? Do I know them?
I can't remember.
Just some dancers.
Yeah, someone here found them for me. Okay. I think a dancer I worked with previously, a dancer from the Purse First video. I think Barbie's Addiction actually found them for me. I was like, I need large, strong people to hold me up. And she found these four guys who I had this like grand music playing. And I cut around the corner and I was on this. It was like literally like, you know, when they're holding you on the shoulders, the rod on the shoulders. Yeah,
very Cleopatra.
Yeah.
And Cleopatra.
But getting down was a T. I was like, we have to be out of eye shot before you fucking put my ass down. Cause it was a whole key trying to get my big ass off that thing. I really did actually, my calling was saying I want to do the big walk was the beginning of the royalty walk. You're welcome. The one that you participated in?
The one we did that one year, and then I was after Trixie, and then I jumped on top of her thing, and there's this picture of Trixie being, because she had no idea I was coming. I just run, and I jumped on her horse, and there's a shot of me like, huh, and she's like, it's very cute.
Did they make you and Trinity walk together?
No, they did something separately.
And you were wearing, that was when you were in the flannel.
Huh? Who walked first?
Me.
Alphabetical?
Maybe.
Diabetical?
diabolical.
I think, and then my other walks I've done, I did one time I was on my straitjacket. I had someone wheel me on a hand truck.
Oh yeah, I remember that one.
While I was in the straitjacket. And then in the UK, I just walked.
Yeah, we just walked.
They also didn't do us in any order.
Came out. Yes, they did.
No, it wasn't like, because normally it's like the winners and then they have everyone else come out. In LA, I was just like, I mean, in London, they're like, whoever's here.
Because they're like, because the real queen is sitting in the castle.
And then we walked down, then Rue came down the stairs.
Yeah.
They were like, walk the runway and then go up the stairs. Everyone walked the runway and go up the
and
stairs.
And then you and I were, massive you, staircase. You and Vivian were at the bottom.
Yeah.
And Rue was right next to us.
And then, Rue, we didn't know she was coming.
We didn't.
They did not announce
that. That was such a good drag on you. I remember at one point, Rue was on the stage DJing. And I was like, oh my God, Patty, I want to go see Rue. So Patty brought me to go watch the show. And like, Rue was like, up here in this booth thing, and we were this one. You were getting your little tooth candy thing.
Today. Oh yeah, yeah.
And I was like, "Oh my God, Rue!" He was like, "Get up for Monet Exchange, y'all! Monet Exchange, y'all!" And I was like, "Oh my God, he knows me."
I still have a picture of me and RuPaul that my mom posted of me and RuPaul at DragCon. Wait till you see what I'm wearing.
What?
Wait till you see what I'm wearing. You're gonna be like, "Boop." Who do you think has the best merch of all the girls you've seen?
Of all the girls. I don't think anyone has the best merch. I think sometimes I see a girl with something really cool. I'm like, oh my God, I love that. But there's not someone who I feel like consistently always have the best merch. And also, I think merch changes. You know, I mean, I can't
What's some of your favorite merch you're seeing, man?
I love Shay's Shady Kool-Aid shirt with the Kool-Aid man. I think that's so funny. I fucking love that shirt. I don't know.
You also love Alaska's fanny pack. You were freaking out.
Oh my God,
out,
Alaska
out
has
about this
great
fanny
merch. Well, because it's just so well done. You know, sometimes people post merch, people make merch, and it's just not the best quality. It's stuff that kind of falls apart. It's good for a little while. But Alaska's...
Bitch, I'm possessed by Al, bitch. Who?
But Alaska, all of her stuff for her Red Fulfill tour, because it got postponed, and she did a show with me, and she gave me some of it.
For all like, the tours again, this is wild. The way that the tours have all been postponed, it is wild.
Yeah.
I can't believe it, because obviously the whole world is trying to like catch up with itself right now, but it is wild.
Oh wow, Shady. Oh,
that was the year that Jacob
that was the year RuPaul was like roller skating around DragCon, right? He came early.
I think that wasn't the roller skating. That was I feel like that was my first DragCon. So that was the second DragCon, and she was literally just walking around. It was the day before the actual thing. So there was like a friends and family night or something.
Right.
And it was just like the day before the thing. And she was just walking around. And I was like, oh my God, hey, Rue. And she was like, hey, let's go do a quick picture. And we took a picture. And I gave her a shirt.
Do you think Rue ever wore that shirt?
RuPaul probably put that shit in the trash. I don't think I've ever seen RuPaul in a t-shirt. That wasn't in a movie.
I've seen him in a t-shirt.
When?
On All Stars 4, he would come and he would like, on season 10 and All Stars 4, he would come in his like in his tracksuit bottoms, his red and black tracksuit bottoms, and he would have like a t-shirt on, and sometimes he would take it off, he'll put it on. And while we're doing some of the challenges, because Rue can like take, honestly, because people were like, oh, Rue has no idea. On season 10 and All Stars 4, Rue would come and watch us do the challenges as we're doing them. Like we would see him there, like in incognito, not in drag, and he would watch us do like the challenges. So, you know, to get an idea what happened.
Do you have any specific memorable moments from DragCon, whether it be fan interactions or interactions with other drag queens?
I remember, but one of the things that I took away, especially from my first couple of DragCons, I was so shocked to see how many like families came to DragCon. I was like shocked to see like how many parents would bring like their little 6, 7, 8-year-old kids and how like they all like watch the show together. Like I was genuinely shocked about that. I mean, obviously I knew there would be some families watching, but the volume and seeing how many kids were there, I was like, wow, like, parents are really watching us like with like their like little ass children, like their babies. Like this was crazy.
One of my favorite moments is when Monet came to my booth. Monet had just gotten to DragCon. And Monet was like, I'm going to come see Bob. And Monet was with a camera crew, or I was with a camera crew. There was a camera crew there. Because there's a lot of people who go by just to interview the queens and get for like different like media outlets and YouTube channels and TikToks and all that stuff. But y'all, like Monet's was like a building. Monet had like two by fours, and mine was just Like, mine was fabric because it was like padded walls. So it was like fabric. So Monet comes in.
Janky.
You know, Juggernaut. Comes in and hits the wall, the entire
that
wall.
That is not, yes, the entire wall did not fall down.
You didn't let me finish. The whole wall started to come in. Monet goes, So Monet starts grabbing the wall. And then the people at my booth started grabbing the wall because Monet almost knocked down the entire, there is literally video of this. You can't deny this, Monet.
Okay, there is, okay. You're,
there's literally video.
You're adding a lot of sauce. I knocked the wall and like may have thinking a little, the wall was not coming down. No one had to catch it.
But people grabbed it.
That is not true. That is, I remember the video. It's a very funny video. I had it on my Instagram. Bob is acting like I came in like literally
Kool-Aid
like
man. Like Shake Kool-Aid. Oh yeah.
This nigga acting like I started throwing all his walls around. That's not what happened. You are so dramatic.
Like you
are so dramatic.
Bitch, you must have walked around seven times because the walls of Jericho came tumbling down.
I'm
getting Botox today.
Ah, we're going back, are you excited?
A little bit. We're going back to film. We're here. And
where are you getting it?
On my forehead.
Like, can you scrunch it up so we can see? So you want to get rid of all of these little lines?
Yeah.
Got it.
I'm afraid of going in and having her be like, oh, you don't want to. Like in my mind, I'm gonna go and be like, oh, so you're getting it here, right? And I'd be like, no.
Would you do a little filler? Would you do a little of that? Bitch, that would be kind. You'd
not
be giving me
not the suggestions.
I mean, when
not
you
the suggestions
you
to my
have
face.
Big, full lips.
Like, I mean, lip filler.
Yeah, like get like.
I thought you meant filling in my little.
No, lip filler. So like your lips just.
I would
like,
never
are,
get. I would never get anything.
Bitch, get the fucking Keisha cars.
Get
come
your
on.
Lips done.
I would put some on the top.
What's stopping you? You have the resources and the time.
Could you imagine if I, hey, Bob.
I remember Naomi used to get her lips done and she, sometimes her lips would be numb because she couldn't like fill them. So she'd be talking and like lip gloss would just be pouring, literally falling off of her lips. She'd just be talking and it'd be like thick, like lip gloss covered in the lipstick. And she literally couldn't even see it. I was like, Naomi, girl, your lips are dripping. Goo, honey. The next time you see me, this forehead will be immobile, honey. Full on immobile.
So you mentioned a meet and greets earlier, and that was like DragCon has really got me like crazy about meet and greets because you know I am you and I are both taller, and then so fans when they come they will hug you and they will like they oftentimes do this for the picture, and then I started to be so conscious of people's wet sweaty armpits like it would start to fucking gross me out, and then if you're wearing like if I wear like long braids that was the year I had those long dreads. Like literally like that spot on my dreads was wet. And when I would smell it, it would smell of so much body odor from the whole day. Again, not everyone is sweaty, but sometimes people are, they're excited to meet.
If you have three sweaty ones, that's enough to give you some odor.
Yeah, they're excited to meet their favorite dragon, whatever it is. And it would be like just a little sweat. I'd be like, oh my God,
So before you, before you make it to me, the person in the line would say, you can't touch Bob. No touching. So I never had that problem. And they were very emphatic. Like they would be like, you can't, and they would give you hand sanitizer. Because I got so sick the first time. I've gotten sick every time I've done drag.
Really?
I have never, you remember in the fucking UK.
Oh, UK.
I left and I was like, we're fucking sick.
Oh yeah, both of us got sick in UK. That was the first time I ever got sick of drag.
I've gotten sick at every single
drag. Bitch, oh my God. But that's when we were both on that flight. We were coming back.
Fuck up.
We were so sick.
There's a vlog. We can post the vlog link in the chat. It's from my page.
And we were both in the van going home. We were always like, I was like, Bob, how are you doing? Like, Monet, I'm not well.
I am not well. I was fucking sick. So I would make them do hand sanitizer and they would say, please don't touch Bob. So I never had that. But also Aquaria tweeted out one time because Aquaria is short. You know the armpit goes on her.
It's like
right on your shoulder. Mm. So Aquaria was like, I can just smell every one's armpit.
Stop, that vomit on that.
All day. Imagine just leaning and be like,
oh, God. It really makes my skin crawl. Cause it's like, it's always like a little wet and moist too after they leave. It's like, ugh.
You ever had any interesting panel moments?
I've only done, cause Patty's like a little drill sergeant. Patty's like, Monet's not doing any panels. We're staying in the booth all day. And then they're like, what about Bob? Like, Monet's not doing any panels. I'm like, Patty, we can do the same wherever you want. And then Patty would allow me to do the same wherever panel. But he would only let me literally do the ones that same wherever.
I like doing panels.
I like them, but the less times you're at your booth, the less times you chance you have to make money.
That's true. And when you the thing is, y'all, the reason why girls are charging money to see them is because these booths are elaborate. And if you don't make the money back, It's just it just costs you money to do DragCon. So you have to just be there just constantly selling stuff so that you can sometimes even like, maybe not break even, but like it would depend on how much you spend on your booth. I've spent a lot of money on my booth before and I learned over time, like it doesn't have to be all that.
Yeah, so you have to, so roughly like the booth costs, like so if you get like a really creative elaborate booth, maybe cost you you're paying the designer, the materials, etc. That's about $4,000. Then y'all don't realize you have to pay for electricity, you have to pay for internet, you have to pay for the curtain drapery thing,
and pay the people who run your booth,
and you have to pay people who run your booth. So
everyone you see at the booth, they're all working.
So that's again another, maybe you're spending like another $3,000, maybe $2,000, $3,000. Then
costume.
Then you have to pay for your look, your hair. Then you have to buy all your merch. You're paying for all this merch is not free. So you spent like $2,000 on
it
t-shirts.
It can be easily between $10,000 and $20,000just to do DragCon.
Yeah. And then so you want to make that money back plus some, or else you're paying to give people things away.
Yeah. And everyone's like, I cannot believe these girls are charging. Bitch, I can. Willem said the other day, girls charging. Yeah, I charge.
That's crazy that he has that disposition.
Willem's like, I can't believe girls are charging and go to, I'll say, yeah, well, I do, because otherwise I would be losing my money.
But then maybe isn't that on you for spending too much money on your booth and outfit?
What if you want it to look nice, though? Like, you want your booth to look nice. You want to have a great thing, which is also about why I don't do DragCon anymore.
And these kids will come online and read you, be like, ugh. Yeah, Bob clearly won in season late. Look at how tired that booth was. You know what I mean? They will go online and drag you for your booth, saying that it was subpar.
And you want it to look nice. You want to have a nice thing. So you charge. I think it makes sense to. It's kind of why like fast fashion is cheap, and you know other brands cost more because they spend more time on what they make. Yeah. Which is why the product costs more.
You know? Jacob, but like, well, isn't your fault for being the dumbest, spending all your money in your booth, you fucking idiots?
That's not what Jacob said.
That's what I heard.
I had an interesting panel one time. I did a panel about activism. And
I had the clip.
Did you really?
We don't play it. Go ahead. Keep on talking.
What part are you talking about?
Go ahead. I'm sure we're talking about the same thing.
Oh, anyway, I had this panel on activism, and this one lady was going on about how, like, it's not enough. It's not enough to just tweet. It's not enough to do this. It's not enough to do that. You have to so and so and so and so. And then me and this lady had this like contentious moment where we went back and forth, and I was like, well, that is a very interesting, I can't remember what I said, but I was like, you can't police how people do their activism. Some people do activism in different ways. Some people don't have the ability to go and knock on doors. Some people cannot get up, leave their homes, and go knock on people's doors. Some people don't have the funds, the physical ability to do that. Some people, all they can muster up is one tweet. So, like, you know, I just had this like slight argument moment with this, like,
this Wiley on this panel. This is one of my favorite things you said.
You know, let me say, I think that in terms of this administration, it's really interesting because I think for the first time in the history of America, an overwhelming majority of the population feels like the administration is against them. And I want to say this is not unusual for queer people and for people of color. For people of color, we're not like, this is not the first time we've had a president be against us. So I think that like straight white folks are like, what do we do? This has never happened. And black folks are like, this feels like the last 400 years.
Points were made.
And Eureka was like, yeah, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was an activism panel with me, Eureka, Alaska.
And who was that lady?
The Mara, I can't remember. I've done comedy panels before with like Jackie B. I've done a few. I like doing the panels. They're fun for me.
Yeah. So you and I are going to DragCon this year. Well, one year you came out of drag.
Yeah, me and Jacob went. This was when you did the museum.
No.
It was, because me and Jacob, I was out of drag and I was wearing a clown mask. Oh, right, and Jacob was wearing a Power Ranger mask.
In LA you did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. How are you gonna go this year? How are you gonna hide?
Maybe I won't. Maybe we'll go in full drag and take pictures.
For free?
No, take pictures with other people. Like, we'll cut all the lines.
Oh, let me tell you something. I'm cutting the lines. Let me tell you something. What I'm doing this year, because she posted, she was like, I am at headquarters. And I have spoken to the powers that be, and an overwhelming majority of you want me at DragCon, so I will be there this year. I'm going to Tamisha's booth. I'm standing in line, and I'm getting a picture with the queen.
This is
wild. First of all, I don't think Tamisha, if I am out of drag, I don't think she even recognizes me. The Rickon!
What if she just hits you?
If she hits me, then there will be two scrapping hoes at DragCon.
I'd say my favorite tweet about the Will Smith thing. Someone said, you're not about to slap me and walk away. We're about to embarrass the whole black population on stage.
Yeah, but you know, what? Then Chris Rock, like he put out this whole thing in his book that came out earlier this year, saying how like when he was in school, I don't want to bastardize it, but when he was in school, he used to get picked on a lot, and then one time it was his boiling point, and he like got crazy on this one bully, and it's like he is like scared to go to that place again, so that he doesn't allow himself to get that way. So like when you have, there are a lot of other things that we don't know about this thing.
There's a lot of layers.
Yeah.
Would you ever do drag con again?
No. I mean, I don't know. Probably I would do it again. Just right now, I really don't have the desire to.
If I can get someone to sponsor my booth.
Oh, a sponsor maybe. Booth? If they sponsored everything from like, yeah, if someone sponsored my entire booth.
I want to show up, sell merch, and leave.
Yeah.
Maybe have one or two creative meetings.
Yeah. I would do that. And maybe that's what some other girls do. We just don't know. Or we're not being asked. I have heard of some girls who have done sponsored booths for sure.
I would team up with one. I would team up with some like Wigs and Grace or one of those companies and be like, if you're gonna have a booth, I'll fucking we can benefit each other.
Yeah.
You know, people come buy wigs, see the wigs, come see me.
Yeah.
So you ever feel bad for the queens who don't have lines?
Yeah, when you go
that shit is uncomfortable.
Just sitting there bald headed and confused, girl.
It is so uncomfortable.
It's very, I don't like seeing that. It's very weird.
Yeah, it's hard to walk by and see a girl just sitting there just being like.
Every time in DragCon, every time I would like go out and check the line and see like you had no one, I would be like, oh my God, this, I feel bad for Bob.
Not all of us are fan favorites.
You know.
All right, Monet, I love you very much.
Where are you going? We're not done.
I'm going to get Botox.
Wow.
I'm so sorry. Tell us you don't care about our listeners without telling us you don't care about your listeners.
Sorry about this.
This episode is already an entire hour long.
This episode is not. This episode is
crazy. I just want to remind you, everyone, that we had a whole plan before
long.
This. We were going to do a podcast.
I didn't know about this.
Yes, we both did. We said that we're going to.
I was here when you said this?
Yes, we're going to record the intro later. You both said this. And so if you all look down at your screen, you'll notice right now that this is already at least an hour long. That's why I don't feel bad. The gaslight, they have teamed up. The gas and the light. Honey.
It looks so fire, bitch, I am the match.
And me and Andy.
To Kahlo. You would love her music. Kahlo. It looks so fire, bitch, I am the match.
Girl rap?
It looks so fire, bitch, I am the
is
match.
Is it girl rap?
No, my name is Kahlo.
I said, is it girl rap?
Yeah. It's like in the same, it was in the same.
Like Electra Lady 47? Sounds like that.
No, more Azealia Banksy.
You know, Britney Spears is pregnant.
What?
Britney Spears is pregnant.
Shut the fuck up.
She's 40.
Now?
I mean, you can be 40 and pregnant.
Just now?
Yep.
Congrats, Brit. Should we get Brit on the podcast?
I mean, you can be 40 and pregnant. I mean, hey, Google, how old is Britney Spears? She's at 42.
I feel like do you get complications with pregnancy that way?
Yeah, they say like after like 35, it's you can be risky, and then, but my friend's mom had her when she was 45. She's fine.
Congratulations, to Britney Spears.
Yeah. Oh my God. Do you think what are the chances that one of us would be the godparent?
Slim.
Yeah, I'd say so.
But would you accept the position
as Britney Spears' godparent?
Yeah.
Hell no.
Why?
I don't mean no one's godparent. If the person dies, you have to take care of the kid.
You know, they don't really. That's not. I mean, it's a formality, but not really. That's not.
I
really
mean, I'm just saying. That's what I mean. If I ask you to be the godparent of my kid, if I pass away, I have the expectation that you would take this kid as your own if I die.
You'd be dead. I don't have to live up to any expectations. You don't even know.
But just honor that commitment that you made with me.
Nah, I'm good.
Then don't accept being the godparent.
Well, I haven't, so.
Well, in the world that you did, you was like, oh, it's nothing, whatever. And you're like, ain't nothing to it but to do it.
If I was going
to
accept the position, I'd be like, just so you know, this is a formality. And I'm not going to take care of your child.
Well, and I would say it's not a formality. That's what I want.
Then I'll say, I don't accept the position.
Okay, then you won't.
Then I say,
what?
I have a godfather. Yes, I have a godfather. He is dead. He died before my mom did, so.
I don't know who my godparent is because, you know, June was wild. I don't know who it is. Might be RuPaul. I don't know who the fuck.
My godfather's name was Herman Askew, and he passed away when I was in like college, right before college.
How do you know your mom?
How do he know my mom? I don't know. Maybe they were dating. Maybe they knew each other from. He was just like this guy that came around the house, and maybe they like dated for like a short while, when they realized they were better as friends. So then his children used to babysit me and my brother.
And we were like,
Herman Askew.
Herman Askew. We called him Askew. He was a drill sergeant in the U.S. military.
Work. Herman seemed, you know, Herman seemed a little askew.
All right, thank you all so much for joining
Just
us
a little bit.
Week. This has been wonderful. This hour-long episode has been fantastic.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.